This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta-8 THC products. Delta-8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3Chi.com, the number 3CHI.com, to shop for Delta-8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stackade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
I feel like a man today.
You look like a man today.
Got a full day. I mean, an entire day's worth of yard work in.
Damn, bro. That's the legit off. You know, do you have a certain pair of shoes? Do you have your yard work shoes?
Oh yeah, I got yard work shoes. I got a pair of shorts I wear. Same shorts, same hat usually every time. But I haven't done that much yard work in 2 years, maybe. I mean, weed-eated. I picked up sticks. So many branches. I mean, I had full branches, like 20-foot long branches in my yard.
How you cutting them in half? You got a saw? You got a chainsaw?
I drag them myself over to the wood line, chuck them in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's nice because I'm surrounded on two sides by woods, basically. So I just drag those motherfuckers over there. I stand them up and then tip them over and just let them fall.
Right over there under your, and it's still your property over there. So it's like, yeah, you just kind of said, you know what? I didn't realize it before, but now I kind of realize that you pull your fence in however many feet just so you can throw some shit and not be responsible for it. That's a nice idea by you.
Yeah, I got an alleyway there behind it where I can put shit if I want. And then on the side, it just goes, the whole back of the addition there runs all the way around our side. And it's just fair game. And plus, there was a walkway path where people from the addition behind us, every now and then you would see kids cut through the yard before we had the fence up. A couple of them almost got ate by Gibson the Great Dane. So we put the fence up for him. But I also didn't want him cutting through my yard there. So now I take those big branches, I throw them down, it blocks that path.
Oh,
so
you got like 8 different reasons why you're throwing your big ass sticks over this fence in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were building the barn? That lady came from behind. Well, what's going on? Hello, everybody. Trying to figure out what are they building over there, lady. We're building the baddest backyard bar you've ever seen by two men that's never built shit, but like a small stuff from IKEA.
She was back there picking up glass from our broken beer bottles.
Oh yeah, that's right. You know,
I go, we're gonna get that when we're done. She's like, well, I mean, it's your yard, it's your property, you can do whatever you want with it, I guess. And I'm like, well, then why are you fucking back there picking up glass? I let my dog run back here. Well, it's my property, so maybe you shouldn't let your dog run back there. Maybe
I should build
a little punji pit back there, like Rambo style, with some sticks going at a 45 degree angle, you know, shoveled to a point.
Maybe you ought to get your dog some tactical mitts.
Maybe.
I mean, if he's running around the forest, it's still a rural forest.
Yeah.
It's not like you're not in the middle of the fucking Serengeti.
Mm-hmm. Why is he not on a leash? He's a fucking pit bull for one. Somebody's going to shoot it. You're in Indianapolis. Let's go. What the fuck are you doing, lady?
Everybody's packing heat here.
Yeah. You just let your pit bull just run around. I know it's a nice dog, but fucking people see pit bull not on a chain.
Ever think of pit bulls rushing up to me to say hello. You know, I don't see a pit bull barking with his teeth coming at me at full speed with that extremely low center of gravity, you know, and wonderfully strong, you know, back muscles and leg muscles. you know, and sharp, and their bite down strength is like 7,000 pounds or something.
It's like a shark.
Yeah, I just don't see somebody running up to me to give me a hug and a kiss.
Mm. I see it in slow motion immediately. And that run where every muscle just ripples and it just slobbers, you know, shoestring slobber, yep, just hanging on both sides. Like, rah! And I'm just running. Oh, no. That's what I see.
No, you wouldn't be scared. You'd look in the house. Guys, come out. This dog is coming to say hello.
Yeah, look at this cute little pit bull. It's running at us with slobber hanging out of its mouth. Mm-hmm. Everybody come out.
He's just here to say hello.
Rub some bacon on you.
So you a weed eating, busting sticks up?
Yeah.
I saw you got some cornhole in, 3 straight air mails. Nice work.
I did. I got done. And then I was like, oh, man, that one section of the deck that sticks out where the grill's on. I'm like, you know, because we were air mailing. We would put the air mail thing there in play when you were here. I was like, I'm just going to stick a board there, put a couple mats under it. And then, you know, I'll just tape off 27 feet, put a little marker in the ground, just throw that way. Because I don't want it in the yard. I haven't built those platforms yet. I don't want a fucking bunch of little pieces of leaves and sticks all over my bags.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, felt good though. Felt good. Dangerous Dan showed us those tips right at the end of the weekend.
Yeah, late, at the very end of the night, like at 8:30. I don't know what, whatever. Right when the finals are ending and stuff.
He's so good at explaining things. Like he's changed my game. He's changed my game.
The one he got me with was the shoulders. I never thought of that. Like, why am I not thinking of the way that mechanics think of the way golfers think of their mechanics on their swings, the way that we should be looking at our mechanics on our toss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Dan was busting out.
He was dropping knowledge, man. I told him he needs to start videos where he starts explaining shit. Cause out of everybody who's come up and taught us something out of that group, he is way better at it.
Like, yeah, that's the way he explained. But, you know, I, in all fairness, though, I haven't really had a ton of people roll up and give me tips. I just but if anybody who's given us a tutorial on some shit, old Dangerous Dan laid it out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the guys are like, yeah, you just got to keep, you know, you do this. You got to keep a flat bag. But he was like, no, listen. If your bag's going to the right, this is why. And he just shows you, he holds it. He's like, that's what your release looks like. If your bag is bouncing and going to the right, if it's bouncing going to the left, this is what it looks like when you're releasing it.
Yeah.
You want your hand like this. I mean, he's just so good. I fucking love that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, when this corner's up in the air, it's going to curl in. When this corner's up in the air, it's going to curl out. You're just like, damn.
Dangerous Dan dropping dimes, man. So I felt like nothing makes you feel more like a man than just being out in your yard all day. I climbed up into a tree. I had a limb. Oh. I have a tree that's growing into the side of my house in the backyard. Uh-huh. And this one limb was denting in my gutter and it was beginning to grow in a curve, like into my roof, like laying, you know what I mean? Like it was hitting the gutter. And trees, you know, they're funny. I don't know why, but it's like to grow into shit. So it's like bending in my gutter.
It's a challenge for them. They just can grow in the sky if they want. But who wants that?
They like to they like to destroy shit. But they're bullies. Trees are bullies, man. They will fucking push shit over. They will fucking, you know, they'll take your shit out. So got out my limb saw. Got up on a ladder. Cut that fucker. Kind of controlled its drop. That son of a bitch was like 30 foot long. It was awesome. It was a good, really? Was a good piece. Yeah. I had
You're
to like
killing it today, bro.
It dropped on my roof. I had to get up on the roof and kind of control it down and then get back on the ladder and just pull it through the tree. It was kind of weird. But anyway, so yeah, now I'm kind of feeling it. I'm kind of worn out.
Now, hey, when you're doing the weed eating, are you going with the down angle at the, you know, to make the clean cuts into the dirt around the edge of your lawn?
I angle it. I did my sidewalks because it's also an edger. Mm-hmm. You can turn it upside down. It's got the wheels, and you can go along and cut a crisp, clean edge on the edge of your sidewalks.
Dual action.
I haven't done that since I moved here, to be honest, but it looks good.
You're out there, listen, putting it in work, dude.
Feeling like my dad right now.
Yeah. Yeah, your dad. I mean, listen, we know if you've ever, you know, Todd's dad shines, you know, cleans his hammers. They look brand new after 35 years.
That motherfucker's lawn. I mean, nobody has a better looking lawn than my dad. He fucking, it's like Marine Corps. Everything is in order. Nothing's out of place. The fucking yard, he mows it at like high. So he mows it twice as often as most people because he's like, oh, you gotta keep it. You don't want to cut it too short. You got to keep a healthy lawn. You got, you know, if it's got to be a certain length, that way the shade from the grass kills any weeds that might try to grow up under it. I'm like, holy shit, man. That's a lot. Oh, you put a lot into it.
Good thinking. I never thought about the shade and the sun, you know, the weeds and necessity to have sunlight directly hit it.
Listen, I just get out there and just fucking run. I get out and fucking run, dude. I don't give a fuck. Like, I got so many fucking dirt spots in my yard anyway because all these trees. I'm going to bring in artificial turf. I think that was a good idea. We were talking about that. I think I'm just going to do my whole yard artificial turf.
I think that you should talk to the AAA Indians about calling, you know, maybe getting their grounds crew over to your house on Thursdays, you know, early.
Dude, that would be sweet. How about those motherfuckers? Dude, all right, so one year when I was playing in this, like, 30 and up baseball league here, and my first year playing, I made the All-Star team. So in the All-Star game, you played where the Indianapolis Indians play, at Victory Field. And listen, I know those guys are fucking, they're phenomenal. They're awesome. But also, that field is so fucking smooth. Like,
yeah,
there are no bad hops. I mean, when you hit a scream on the ground, you don't have to worry. It's not going to hit a little pebble and bounce up and take your eye out. Like, there's no bad hops at all. Like, it's like playing on a parking lot, except it's soft. Those fields are fucking awesome. Like, the grounds crews at those stadiums do not get enough love.
Dude, shout out grounds crews right now. Shout out to grounds crews, bro. Grounds crews, homies, stand up. Dude, this one's for you. You know what? Happy Cinco de Mayo to grounds crews. I'm going to take a shot of this tequila, Todd.
Nice. What kind of tequila are you drinking?
I'm drinking Herradura Silver.
I got a little
real Cinco de Mayo.
I got a little Tito's and generic energy drink. I don't know. Somebody gave me the one to advertise on the podcast one time, and I never got back with them. But it's fucking good. It's just too sugary. Like, you can't. No, this is not today's world. I mean, it's like Mountain Dew. You're probably just putting Mountain Dew in here.
Well, here's what you need to do. You need to get soda water in your rotation of shit you buy, or at least that you think of when you're in there. Because we only got like 15 items in our skull that we'd outside of our regular rotation. 15, 20, I'm saying, on a grocery store run.
What's,
you know,
what's the sparkling water you get at like a Mexican grocery?
Listen, brand name?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never.
Tea. Oh, man. They're good. I mean, they're good mixers. I don't like them. One time I grabbed one just thinking it was water, and I'm like, it's fucking.
Now, as a kid, when you think something was water and it's soda water, you spit it out so fast. You're like, what is this piss? And why is it look like it's water, but it's not? It's some explosive piece of shit flavor of a liquid in my face.
Oh, dude. I got a story about piss. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes when you're on a surveillance, right, it's, you try to keep a lot of empty Gatorade bottles around to piss, because you got the eyeball, you can't leave.
Uh-oh.
you got to piss on whatever you got, right? You leave, you lose the guy, it's on you, it's a big deal. So you get stuck with the eyeball, you just piss on whatever you can find. And there was a group of us on this one detail, and one of the guys pissed in like a big, like a Hardee's cup, one of those big, like, you know, I don't know,
yeah,
what they are,
30
ounces or 44 ounces. Yeah. The big ones.
Yeah.
So he pissed in there, and it was like 3/4 of the way full, I guess. And he put it in there, and he, we were taking off, like things get kind of hot, and we had to go real quick. and he had somebody else in his car, and he almost like ran out in front of somebody, and he hit the brakes, and that thing just went, it launched from the cup holder, dude. I mean, and it hit the dash, and the lid pops off, and piss just hit the windshield, and it just spray misted back. And the other guy hopped in that car post piss, didn't know that that was full of piss. He was just like, oh shit, hey, stuff all over me. And then after a while, he was just like, is this piss? He's like, yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, the whole front of that car was just coated in piss. I've done that with a spitter before. I ran out in front of somebody running to get a search warrant last minute and trying to catch the judge because the court was closing. And I ran right out in front of an intersection. I didn't realize the light had turned red. And I got T-boned in my Jeep Grand Cherokee. And I had a cup like that, but it was like 3/4 away full of spit. And it went all over me, dude. I was covered head to toe in spit, like chew spit.
Jesus.
It was all over the fucking, I mean, the car was totaled, so he was a fuck, but it was all over me. In my hair. I mean, I was like, at least it's
I like the fact that you can race by the part of you missing a red light, getting T-boned.
By a plumbing van, dude. I got hit by a plumbing van, and there was a guy who was probably like 25 years old, and for some reason he had his girlfriend with him. And I just remember it hit me, dude, and I went over. I overturned, and I can just remember like hearing an explosion. I didn't even see the van coming, right? So there was a big load of dope coming, and I was trying to help somebody else. So I'm like, I'll apply for the search warrant, and I'll get it to the court before they close. Mm-hmm. Well, I go downtown to do it. That court, the judge was gone. They're like, he left early. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I got to go to the east side of Indianapolis now, and I got like 15 minutes to get there. So I'm just hauling balls, and I missed a turn. I didn't really know how to get out of downtown there. And so I was resetting my GPS and right through a red light, right? Like a dickhead. And then I just heard like a bomb go off. And I felt no impact or anything. It just got real quiet after that. And I just felt like those scenes, like when you see astronauts in a space capsule. I'm like weightless for a second. And I didn't have my seatbelt on. Right. Cause I just left the court and I was scrambling. So I remember like kind of floating in there. And then at one point I'm like, oh fuck, I'm upside down. And then I can hear the metal just going, and I'm sliding down on my roof in the middle. I'm downtown Indianapolis. And then, I come to a stop, and now I'm like on all fours, but I'm actually on my roof. Right. Cause I'm upside, the vehicle's upside down. And then I'm like, oh fuck, I have to be fucked up. That's all I kept thinking. It was like, I'm going to look. I don't want to look around because my arm's going to be in the wrong direction and shit. I look fine. And then I see that couple running like through the window. And this girl just kept screaming, oh my God, he's going to be dead. He's going to be dead. I don't want to see it. And I kept thinking, then why do you keep running toward me if you don't want to see it? So this guy, hero plumber, just, he had a crowbar with him. So he jams it in there and like pries my door open. And he's like, are you okay? You okay? And I'm like, yeah, just if you can finish getting that door open, I'll get the fuck out of here. So I just crawl out and I am unscathed. I mean, I don't have one little nick from glass hitting my skin or nothing, man. Not one bruise, nothing. It was a miracle. And then I'm like, well, fuck. I call the drug office and I'm like, hey, I was just in a 1050, which means crash. And I'm like, my buddy Mike Bartram gets on the phone. The first thing he said, he goes, did you get the search warrant in to the judge? I'm like, motherfucker, I could have been dead. Fuck your search warrant. And by the way, it's got chew spit all over it. So you're going to have to print out a new one.
Oh, man. You know, you got to wonder, like, since you have your seatbelt on, did you get, like, tossed in the vortex? You know when the planes that when they show anti-gravity, they go up, and then at a certain speed and whatever, they drop at a certain rate to create weightlessness?
Right.
Maybe that's what happened to you, because you just, as the car rolled around, you kind of just sat in that middle space.
I did.
And it just kind of rolled over. You bounced off a couple times, and then that was it. Nothing got caught up in nothing.
I know. And like, and everybody says this. Like, I'm a big believer in seatbelts. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
But everybody's got that story. Oh, I would have died if I had my seatbelt on or whatever. I wonder what would have happened, because I literally, dude, I'm not lying. Like, I was weightless for a minute. That's all I, while it was happening, I was like, I feel like a fucking astronaut in Apollo 7 right now or whatever. And I wonder if it just didn't keep me from getting fucked up a little bit. I don't know if I would have died or whatever, but, you know, you never know. Like, it hit me on my passenger side. Would my head have just slammed into the doorpost, yeah, you know, but it's something, when it hit, it just launched me. And for a while, I was in the middle of that vehicle while it was turning around me. Like, I could see it turning. It was fucking freaky, dude. It was the freakiest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Dude, but you got the warrant. You know what I mean? And justice was served, friend. That's craziness.
It was wild. I got another story. This guy that was in my unit, they were doing a buy, I think. So they went and they bought some dope or whatever. They're leaving, and there was two guys in the front, two guys in the back. And this guy was one of our guys. So he was an undercover state police guy. And he was with like some local guys. And the local guy that was behind the driver, local guy driver, local cop, backseat behind the driver. And my buddy was like backseat to the right of this guy in the backseat. On passenger side. So this guy had a little backup gun or something, and he was clearing it. And they're just driving, just bullshitting after the buy. And then, boom, the gun goes off through the back seat of the driver. And then the driver, my buddy is like, the driver just looks up and he goes, "You fucking shot me in my ass." His gun went off and hit this dude in the ass. Like, he was trying to clear it for some reason. I don't know why. Like, why are you fucking with it? But it goes off and shoots through the seat and hits this dude in the ass. So he just fucking drives himself to the ER from there and just limps in. They like, well, hey, you know, put your arm around me. And they limp him into the ER. He was fine. He just gets shot through his ass. But I mean, fucking, can you imagine that feeling? It reminded me of, like, that scene in Pulp Fiction,
yeah,
where Vinny's turned around just like talking, but he's got he's got his finger on the trigger and they hit that bump and it blows the guy's head off in the back seat.
Well, also there's several movies where like, you shot me in the ass.
Yeah, it was like, you that.
He
was just,
but at least he has that forever on that other guy.
Oh, I know.
Like, every
right?
time you see him, you'd be like, you shot me in the ass, man. Yeah. You're
whatever,
like,
dude.
Time.
Remember when you shot me in the ass?
Yeah. Hey, bro, don't clear your weapon. We're trying to have lunch. We don't want you shooting anybody in your ass. You just got that forever. Hey, everybody, watch your ass. Rodriguez is here.
Thank God I never accidentally shot one of my friends. You know? Oh,
yeah. I mean,
can you imagine?
There's so much, you know, so many weapons are being handled. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh shit. So what, you were sick yesterday. You got your second vaccination shot.
Yeah, I got the second vaxi, and I was down for a day, you know, just like the chills, and you know, you go up and down, hot and cold type shit. Mm-hmm. A little bit of some body aching. Not a great day, but I'm good today.
Isn't it wild? Everybody's like, man, everybody feels like shit for one day. And then it's
or
just
yeah,
gone.
So it's 1 to 3. It's 1 to 3.
Yeah, but and then some. I guess some friends none. Like it didn't bother them at all.
Yeah, none.
So I don't know. I guess it's different.
My girl's daughter only had a little bit of arm stiffness. She didn't like. She wasn't. She didn't get really sick. My girl got sick. Her son didn't get sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, man. I tell you what. I can't wait. We'll see what happens with me. We should set up like bets ahead of time. Knowing what happened to you, mm-hmm. we should. So we'll set it up. I get mine May 17th. So ahead of time, Jarrett, you help us organize this. But we'll set it up to where, you know, there's three options. One, where it hardly affects me at all. One, where I'm sick for a day and one where I'm sick for over a day, right? Three different options. Like a pool. And and let's just see, you know, maybe we'll give something away. Maybe we'll give away a shirt or I don't know. We have to do better than that because we can't have like every listener getting it right. And then we owe, fucking 10,000 shirts. But
we can't do that.
I know what it is. Okay. So if you pick the right choice of the three, either it didn't hardly bother me at all, or I was sick for a day, or I was sick for longer than a day, you get put into a drawing. And whoever wins, we'll send them two items of merch, a shirt and shirt stickers and koozie or something.
How'd you feel after the first one?
Fine, just arm soreness.
I didn't even have that's why I'm wondering, because I didn't even have arm soreness in the first one. And I haven't talked to anybody who didn't have some discomfort in their arm. I literally couldn't even tell, which is weird. So yeah. I might be, dude, I'm telling you, I have been exposed. I might be the person, like, they probably should take my blood and examine it at some point. Like, I am probably the cure. Like, I have antibodies in me that fuck up this virus, I think.
People say that your blood is so thick that when they pull blood from your arm, it's actually like kind of like when you take crab meat out of the shell. King crab.
I'm just imagining myself donating blood. It's just fucking, they have to put in a giant tube.
And you guys got a cracker?
They're just stuffing sausage skin with it. One of those things that tie it off links. I do have extra thick blood. And I tell you what, Sean, I have some smooth ass balls.
Dude, my balls, the smoothest balls, bro.
My balls are so smooth, man. Like, it's one thing, like, anyone who's, you know, and not, it's not like I'm showing my balls to everybody or letting them feel it, whatever. Yeah, but yeah, those that know me in that way, that's just one of the things they say. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. Do you know Todd? Yeah, he's got extra smooth balls.
You mean smooth balls McComas? Yeah, I know him.
Right. And it's not even like I wasn't like born with naturally smooth balls. It's just that now, you know, I have Manscaped in my life. So
finally, bro.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what, the flowers are blooming. It's that time of year. The grass is growing and it's time to chop the weeds. You know what I'm saying? I did a little weed eating today. Maybe it's time for you to do a little weed eating downstairs.
And guess what? Thanks to our sponsor, Manscaped, you can trim your hole safely and effectively, guys. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped, the global leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, have an exclusive offer for us, Fit Todd, for our fans, our audience. All you got to do is use code GUNSBLAZING, get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
Join the other 2 million men who trusted Manscaped. They're here to make sure you're trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. It's that time of year. Spring has sprung, and Manscaped has the best tools to get you ready. Now, listen, man, like if you're not on board with Manscaped and you're just like kind of figuring out on your own, like, I don't know, maybe you're 1970s ball guy. Maybe you like a big fro down there. I don't know what you're into or what your lady lets you be into. But if you're a person who keeps it clean down there, don't try to figure it out on your own. Manscaped's already figured it out for you. Listen, I used to try to figure it out on my own myself. And one time I was in this deep sea fishing expedition, you know, and I was going to be doing some scuba diving off there. And before I got into my wetsuit, I was like, oh, I should trim this up. And I'm doing it, and I fucking nicked the bag, dude. And I'm bleeding. We're in shark infested waters, and I am just shooting out. Like, I am bleeding all over this boat. Like, it's chum. Like, it might as well just spread chum all over the waters right now. I couldn't even get in to do the dive because of that.
It was like a all you could eat with free cocktails party.
I know, man. If I just would have taken Manscaped, I could have, you know, done what I went there to do, but I couldn't. But now I could, because Manscaped's in my life, and they're the global leader in men's below the waist grooming, and have forever changed the grooming game with their amazing products.
And let me tell you something. Have you guys heard of their Weed Whacker? Okay. The Weed Whacker. This nose and ear trimmer provides, I'm talking proprietary, guys, proprietary skin safe technology. Okay. And guess what else? That right there is what helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. All right. No more gross nose hairs flying in the wind, guys. All right. Let's trim it up.
Don't be walking around with that shit. Just, hey, how you doing? It's just waving at you through like a party favor out of your nose. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. You're never going to ever have sex again. They're here to help you. And listen, we're talking about the most sensitive areas of your body. You're trimming in the ear hole, the nose hole, and your balls.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't recommend these people. Sean wouldn't recommend these people if we knew it wasn't safe.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what. You got to be pumped right now if you're hearing this ad.
9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system with the Manscaped Weed Whacker. What are we talking about? I mean, this is a man's product. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to, delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene. What about the crop preserver? Let them know about the crop preserver, Sean.
Well, Todd, what that is, it's an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. Let me tell you right now, you get to a certain age in your life, I don't care if you, listen, we start off hating it. We get chafed up as babies. And guess what? The last thing I want to do as a grown-ass man is get chafed up. So that's why you need the crop preserver. It's an anti-chafing ball deodorant moisturizer, and it's starting to get hot outside. So this is going to be crucial timing to make sure your balls are not sticking to your leg, okay?
Yeah, and don't come up to me if your balls stink. You know what I mean? There's no excuse for it now. We got a deal for you. We're providing the product. I don't want you walking up, hey, how you doing, Uncle Todd? And your fucking balls stink.
Yeah, because they've been stuck to your leg all day. Jesus. Just sitting there hugging your sweaty, gross body, bro. Get you some crop preserver, man. Stay fresh down there.
Yeah, spray-on toner for your balls. That crop reviver, too. Get that. It's spray-on toner for your balls, which will keep you smelling fresh down there, just like spring flowers. Like, listen, you let some lady go down there and be like, oh, my God, your balls smell like flowers. You are in.
Yeah.
You are in.
Hello, this guy's balls smelled like the florist on 4th Street. You know what I mean?
Come on.
I mean, speaking of smelling
fresh, complete your grooming game this spring with the new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped. This stuff's legit, Sean. And it's going to have you smelling like royalty. You're going to smell like a prince.
Well, let me tell you this, Todd. What I like is that this cologne is light, approachable, and gentlemanly in all ways. You know what I mean? In all the right ways. You know, I'm going to be the talk of the next quarantine hang. You know what I mean, Todd?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Word's going to be out, bro.
Sean smells so good right now. Smell these balls. Like, people will be giving, you just be standing there. There's going to be a huddle. Be like, hey, come up, smell Sean's balls, man. It's fucking so good.
And then someone's going to break the mold. They're going to come over and be like, listen, man, everybody's talking about it. I just got to know if this is real, because I need to get the product you have. Can I sniff your balls? And then you go, you know what, man? You can't sniff my balls, bro.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, take a whiff. You slide up your shorts, let the ball hang. Hey, smell it. Yeah, it's real. And not only that, if you listen to our podcast, you get 20% off plus free shipping if you use the code GUNSBLAZING at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job.
Guys, you get 20% off and free shipping. Okay, go to manscaped.com, promo code GUNSBLAZING. 20% off, dude. Listen, all jokes aside, do yourself a favor and use the right tools for the job, man. You owe it to yourselves, guys. Come on, man.
I know we're laughing. It's just because we're funny. But listen, this is some good shit, dude. I mean, this is the product. Like, Manscaped, we just listed off like 4 minutes of shit that they're giving you guys at 20% off. And it's beautiful. Just take advantage of it, man. This is the shit.
Oh, we meant to film that, bro. that whole scenario unfolding. And then the guy coming back like, yo, that's his balls.
You don't believe me? Yeah. Smell it. Smell.
He let me rub his stuff on. He rubbed some of it onto me. So my
I forgot to be cologne. Will you rub your balls on my neck real quick?
Hey, can you drag your balls right down my chest and belly? Hey, dip down on my belly button too, bro.
I didn't bring any deodorant. Will you put your balls right there in my armpit? And just here. All right. There, nice.
If that was me after I let him smell my balls, you know, and I'd be like, hey man, you can get this same stuff I'm wearing if you go to manscaped.com and use promo code GUNSBLAZE and you get 20% off.
20% off.
Are you fucking serious, bro?
That is a good deal. Jesus Christ.
Hooking it up, bro.
Topo. Jared just sent it to me. Topo is the Mexican soda water.
Okay, so good. Okay.
It comes in a cool bottle, too. You got to have a bottle opener. Hey, am I wrong on this? Like, I don't know why, but I think everything's better if it requires you to use a bottle opener to open it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Right?
When someone goes to the lengths of, you're not going to get this piece of metal off of this piece of glass without a special tool, you know, because you're going to fuck yourself up unless you have the grittiest mitts on earth.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Fuck. I mean, did you just open a Corona, bro? That's some not only rugged because of that, the metal that will rip through your hand, your skin on your hands, but the strength it would take.
Do you know who could do that? Tim McAfee, Pat's dad. That dude has gorilla grip strength, dude. I mean, like,
unbelievable.
We should have done nothing but videos of him opening fucking shit. Bro, you shouldn't be able to open.
He's the most rock solid. He was in. I mean, he's in his mid 50s, bro.
Oh yeah.
And he is more rock solid at and he's in his 50s than I have ever been in my entire life. I have a toothpick body compared to this gentleman.
Oh my God!
Like, I'm not exaggerating.
No, it's literally like he's the strongest person that's ever grabbed hold. Like one time he clamped on my arm and I was just like, oh, he probably could put me on my knee and make me cry just by squeezing my arm. Like he has that kind of weird strength. Pat has it really strong too, but it's just, and he obviously gets it from his dad, but his dad. And if you look at his arms, they're kind of like, you ever see those wood, like, what are the big ass gorillas? In the jungle, the silverback gorillas, like when you look at their arms, that's what Tim McAfee's arms look like. And so it's kind of like there's no pickle jar he can't fucking open.
Let me tell you right now, I was in the grocery store with him one time. We walked down the pickle aisle. Uh-huh. You could start hearing the chattering of the glass smacking each other because the bottles and the shit were nervous. Three bottles of pickles fell off the shelf.
They start sliding back and hiding and behind the olives. Like, oh,
they fell off. These jars of pickles would rather fall off and bust and just die of slow death. They're on the fucking Kroger floor. Then have Tim open it up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't have that. If I squeeze too hard, it feels like my rotator cuff's about ready to explode. I think I have bad rotator cuffs.
Yeah, I think you probably should have got Tommy John surgery, but they didn't do it. But back then, they didn't have that surgery yet.
I know. I need like fucking cadaver things put in my shoulders. I need cadaver shoulders, dead body shoulders.
You know, within 100 years, they're going to have it down to where they can just, your arm gets ripped off, they put a new one right on. It's just going to connect like a fucking electronic. But they're just going to know our bodies so well, look at surgeries and all that shit. I mean, look what we did in the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we got motherfuckers taking pictures of Jupiter.
They're going to be able to regenerate it, right? They're going to be able to take our DNA and somehow, like, oh, let's just grow you a new arm. And
like the lizards, they're going to somehow take the biological technologies from the lizard. As we all know, you chop off a little salamander's tail, or if you see him running around the tail, it grows back.
It's going to be like Deadpool. Like it comes back as a baby arm, and then it just keeps getting, you know, takes a while to get fully mature. And,
dude, in Arizona, lizards become part of your life. Like living there. You just see them all the time.
You know,
like on the wall, not inside, all outside. They need the sun. They're out there in the fucking sun.
You know what's
weird?
They're
everywhere.
Lizards don't bother me. I hate snakes.
Yeah, me too.
I fucking hate snakes and I hate spiders. Lizards, I think, are really cool. Like, I would like in Florida, the little salamanders and shit that are all over the place all the time. I would really dig that, I think. I don't want any other. If it has legs, basically. If you don't have legs, you freak out.
So basically, you're just, as a society, people who are scared of snakes and not lizards, you're basically just hating on the amputee world.
Yeah.
Right. Really. Like, you're just like, oh, wow. Not only does he have no legs, but you're also going to call him slimy and shittier than lizards.
I know. I feel bad.
Like, lizards have control. Like, they can, I'm going to go over here. Here I come. I know.
They could, you know, and they.
I'm going to go here. I'm going to see you later.
They're fast as fuck, too. Yeah, you ever been close to a scorpion?
No, I've never. Oh. I want to say yes. I definitely want to say yes, but I'm not sure. It was like, you know, that I can remember, but I know it's happened just from living in Arizona.
When my mom and dad we moved to Texas and they bought their first house. I was in the kitchen and I saw a scorpion come out from under the fridge. I'd like literally had my hand get ready to open the fridge and I saw a scorpion come out. And in my mind, I'd only seen them on like National Geographic shit or whatever. And I guess they must always be in slow-mo or something. Cause I just thought, They were like crabs. They just move real slow. And this motherfucker, boop, right between my legs, like boop, like a rocket went off. Fast as fuck, like boom, right between my legs. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So I run, I jump on the counter, and then the thing runs back again across back under the fridge. Boop, like lightning. They're fast as shit. And we're freaking out, right? So my mom calls the exterminator. She's like, ah, you gotta come out right now. We have scorpions. And they're like, well, yeah, you live in East Texas, ma'am. We'll get out there as soon as we can. She's like, what do you mean as soon as we can? Like, you gotta come right now. She's like, ma'am, where are you from? She's like, we're from Indiana. He's like, well, listen, that scorpion's not gonna hurt you. If it stings you, you might get sick for a day. It ain't no big deal. It can't kill you. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Just normal. That's just, yeah. Listen. It's just like getting a vaccine second vaccine shot.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. Really,
what
it really is.
What if that? What if that is a vaccine though? In the scorpion bite.
Mm.
What if we fuck around? People who get bit by scorpions have a much higher tolerance or become immune to something.
Oh, or those dudes that work with the cobras.
Yeah,
like in Vietnam and shit, like this, and they're always guys, like catching them. Yeah. Yes. But they get bit sometimes and then they get the venom real quick and they live through it. Have you ever seen anybody get bit by a rattlesnake?
Nah.
So check this out. This was, I almost forgot about this. Some of the things are popping in my head right now. I have smoked the right amount and I have drank the right amount of Tito's. So
yes,
I was in, Fort Sill, Oklahoma for I was still in the Marine Corps Reserves and we had to do like a 2-week like war exercise bullshit thing. Mm-hmm. So we're in Fort Sill, Oklahoma and they end up getting that for that 2 weeks, they get the worst weather they've had in over 100 years. So every single fucking night it was either lightning storms or monsoon type rains or something. And people were getting fucked up left and right. So on top of everything that was happening, we had a tent full of Marines get hit by lightning, right? So, you know, it's big MASH tents. So there's like 20 some, maybe 30 Marines in there just sleeping on cots. And the rain was coming in so hard, it was like calf deep. So they're just standing in calf deep water and fucking lightning hits their tent, like fucks them up, right? And when it happens, I'm asleep. It was raining so hard, I couldn't drive my Humvee. It's war games, so it's all pretend shit, but we're military police, so we're like supposed to guard the little city that everybody's living in. So I'm on patrol, and so's my buddy Donnie, but we each have a Humvee to ourselves, and we're like, hey, man, I'm just gonna wait this rain out. I'm going to take a little nap, right? So I'm napping, and then he comes up, and boom, 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 he beats on my door. He's like, we got to go. And I'm like, ah. So I run, and there's 30 Marines just all fucked up. They're laying there holding their sides. Some of them don't know where they're at or whatever. And so that's one night. Another day, a dude is walking to the shower, and he doesn't wear his boots. He's just got, like, shower shoes on, sandals. Gets hit by a baby rattlesnake. Now, baby rattlesnakes can't control their venom. So a mature rattlesnake will hit you and like release half its venom. So it's got enough for a second strike if it needs it. A baby rattler will just hit you and hit you and hit you and blow its wad. So that's what happened to this dude. And I had to go take the incident report at the hospital. And when I got there, Sean, this dude's leg was like probably 18 inches in diameter.
Just around. Swollen?
Swollen and fucking purple black. I was like, this dude's losing his leg for sure. Like, this is the grossest thing I've ever seen. It looks like a giant burnt brat is what his leg looked like. And then they just give you rattlesnake venom and then, or not venom, serum, and it just, you're okay. So that happened. We had the lightning strike. The rattlesnake bite. And then one day they're doing call for fire exercises. So we have Marines and Army on some hill and they're calling in A-10, tank busters. So these jets, these A-10 tank busters are calling in artillery strikes and they're live. It's live ordnance. So they're really shooting laser guided missiles at fake targets. And I guess somehow this A-10 releases a laser-guided missile too early or gets the guidance coordinates wrong or whatever. And it hits the hill where these Marines and Army guys are. So it hits 27 feet behind in Humvee where a captain and lieutenant are sitting in the front seats. And it just rides up into them, kills the captain. Like opens up the lieutenant, and then a gunnery sergeant saw it coming, thankfully, and yelled, incoming. Well, they all thought it was a drill, but still the Marines that were in this armored personnel carrier hit the deck. Like, oh, it's a drill, but let's do the right thing. We're being graded. So they hit the deck, and the shrapnel from that thing ripped through both sides of the armored personnel carrier. Like by the time I got there, there was light shining, beams of light shining all the way through this thing from one side to the other. So we had that happen. Like it was the worst literally I had made so many trips to the hospital. Every time I would go there, like people that were working the hospital,
MPs are in charge of if someone gets hurt, get taken to the hospital.
Well, we're military policemen. So we're like taking incident reports. And so once they get shipped to the hospital, we have to go like talk to them and, you know, generate a report from it. But I had driven the Department of Defense investigators out to the bomb site where this hit. So I saw like the burn pattern in the grass as it ripped through the Humvee, and the Humvee was there, like kind of just ripped to shit. And there was fucking blood. It was gross. So anyway, but every time I would go to the hospital, these people were like, will you guys just fucking go home? Like you are so bad luck. Like we have not had this many accidents and casualties happen in the history of Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Like this is the worst 2 weeks we've ever had. It was fucking crazy. And then this is more minor, but my buddy Meese, Donnie Meese, he's the one that was on patrol with me that night that everybody got hit by lightning. We wake up, we work the midnight shift usually. And we wake up about 11 in the morning or whatever. And usually we wake up and just go eat chow. So we sit up in our cots. Our cots are right next to each other. And we're out. It's like a desert, you know, Fort Sill, Oklahoma. So we raise up, and I can only see the right side of his face because I'm 2 weeks right. And he just goes, "Dude, I'm fucked up." And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "I'm fucked up." And he turned around, dude. And you know, the dude from the Batman comic, Two-Face, hit the left side of his face looked like a head of cauliflower, bro. He got bit by some fucking spider on his cheek. And it like the left side of his face, it was like one of the funniest things I've ever seen, just the way he handled it. He just set up and he goes, "Dude, I'm fucked up." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "I'm fucked up." And he turned and I'm like, "Ah, like a horror movie." I'm like, "What the fuck, dude? Your fucking head's going to explode." It was the worst 2 week excursion in Marine Corps Reserve history. It was something new, man. Somebody was getting fucked up, bit by a rattlesnake, hit by lightning, hailstorms every night. I don't know what happened, but it literally was the worst 2 weeks of weather, they said, in like 150 some years in the state of Oklahoma.
Man, they really wanted to. It was a special class, dude. The people of that 2 week course, they were out on a mid. The universe sent them to the. How many weeks was that? How many times or years have they been doing that?
Probably for hundred years that base has been open, and they've been having little fake war games there.
That's the universe type shit.
I know. And I was like, fuck, we're right in the middle of it. Something's going. It's like we're in the fucking Twilight Zone. Like, this fucking place is going to hell, man. It was weird. My guy Donnie Meese, though, that fucking spider bite was the funniest thing. It doesn't sound funny probably to say it, but when you're sitting next to it'd be like me and you, because we were tight, like me and you were tight.
Yeah.
And if I walk up next to you and I'd be like, "Dude, I'm fucked up," and I turn around and half of my face looked like a head of cauliflower.
Dude, I one time I thought my girl was gonna leave me because I looked so ugly. One time I had an allergic reaction to some orange juice.
Ooh.
And I couldn't see out of my good eye, and my other eye was almost shut down too. And she had to come pick me up at the train station where my truck was, and because I couldn't see I was the worst allergy reaction of my life by far.
I forgot that sometimes you have an allergic reaction to fruit. Yeah.
Sometimes it's randomly with the most. I don't know what it is, because the thing that have fucked my shit up with allergy, like make my face swell up, make me look like an absolute clown, is. I've eaten those things before again. So I feel like there's just something about it. There's that this something that blows my shit up. I should probably just go to an allergy doctor and figure it out. But
I guess
then the mystery's off forever.
It's got to be something they're spraying on there, some kind of preservative or some shit, you know.
But a lot of fruit, too. A lot of fruit. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'll get to the bottom. My lady was like, "Just go to a fucking allergist, dummy." You know, like, I guess you're right. I could just go to an allergy doc.
An allergist one time. And they were basically, they were like, "Well, you're allergic to everything." And I'm like, it was not helpful at all. They wanted me to come in. I was going to have to get a shot like once a week for a year or something. And then they were like, "The next year we can just do it once a month." And then it's only four times a year, the third year. And I was like, fucking time to stop by here once a fucking week for a year. And you can't miss.
Like, my buddy Marco, they did that to my buddy Marco in high school. He used to get a shot once a week at the allergy doctor.
Now, if I was a person, like I have this buddy Grant, I used to work with the state police. He had some allergies like that would fucking kill you, right? Like shellfish and stuff. Like, okay, I could see then getting on some routine. But if I'm just going to my eyes are going to itch and my nose is going to water, I'll deal with it.
Yeah, I'll just deal with that. That's wild. Sometimes you're like, okay, you know what? This the fixing of doesn't fix anything.
I know. They're like, "You're allergic to grass, you're allergic to dogs, you're allergic to cats, you're allergic to dust mites, you're allergic to fucking wood, you're allergic to metal, you're allergic to fucking knives, you're allergic to fucking trees, you're allergic to snow globes."
But also, this was when you were back then doing this, you were at a younger age, so that means the technology has advanced by quite some time.
Maybe. But
I was still figuring it out back then.
I talked to so many people that were like, yeah, I had to do that. And I'm like, you guys are fucking stupid, bro. You're stupid. They're just fucking collecting money. You got to come in here and pay once a week to get a shot for a year. Like, no, I'm not allergic to snow globes, bro. You're fucking making that up.
Yeah, allergic to snow globes. No, it says here one time you were at Disney World and you flared up in the general store. I almost couldn't pull off the word general. It was almost lost, Todd. But I pulled it out last second. Tomorrow we're doing the cook along with Patreon homies.
Yeah,
on the grill, you know, a little Cinco de Mayo action. You know, Cinco de Mayo is a week. It's a vibe. Okay.
We were going to today, but it rained on you. I'm hoping that it's as nice. Today was a nice day here. I'm hoping that's the same way tomorrow because I'm going to cook along with it. So I'm going to do all the shopping, get all the shit.
Yeah.
Set up my camera out there. Let Jarrett run the switching operation, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, we'll be doing some stuff. We got to do some content at the bar for sure. When we come for the week of the ACL charity event.
Oh, somebody wants us to do a show on race day.
On a Sunday?
Yeah. So, you know, we have that charity event for the ACL, not to talk business on the podcast, but we're going to be doing that charity event like the day before carb day or whatever. And then there's a bar that wants us to do a show. They're going to have a bunch of like race day events and shit there. They kind of want us to like, you want to hang out and kind of host that and do a comedy show. So I don't know. I'll send you the details.
What day? That would be on actual race day.
Yeah. I don't know if you're planning on going to the race or not. Usually I don't go to the race. No.
Yeah.
If you're still going to be in town for that long, I'll let you know. I'll get it to you. That could be cool though. Hang out at this bar and then fucking do all these fucking
cool. Keep it cool. Nice and low key. Get some money, tell some jokes.
We could run a cornhole tournament there. I should just tell them, hey, let's run a cornhole tournament. And then we'll do a show at the end or something.
So what else is popping off? You know, I don't know, Todd. Sometimes I watched No Remorse yesterday while I was down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Michael B. Jordan.
He's a stud. Is it good?
I liked it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say it's like groundbreaking. It's not like fucking Saving Private Ryan or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the typical action-packed, you know, emotional journey, whether it be for justice or revenge or the right thing battling, you know, like, there's, you know, I did a lot of the same stuff, but I enjoyed it. Those, you know, I enjoy guessing the gun, knowing guns.
Did you watch the Jack Ryan?
I did.
Series, the new one?
I never watched Jack Ryan.
I wonder if it's as good as that. That was really good. That fucking series rocks.
I never got into it.
Watch it, because it doesn't matter if you watched any of the movies before. Like, it's really good. You know, those went way back. Harrison Ford used to be Jack Ryan. And then it was...
I didn't know even the history of it.
Yeah, he was in like 5 or 6 movies as Jack Ryan, like Patriot mm-hmm. Games, all those, you know. And then it was Ben Affleck.
I never put that together that it was Jack Ryan, the carried over character.
Yeah.
I've seen all those movies, but I never put it together.
Yeah. He was probably the best, but then it was, you know, Ben Affleck, he did a pretty good job. And then now the series with John, what's his name from The Office? Also very good.
Okay. I guess I got to get on it. But Jack Ryan's with what's his name? This show's been on for years, right?
Yeah. This thing's been going on forever. The Tom Clancy shit.
Well, I'm talking, but I'm talking about like the new version with the new actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been 2 seasons. There's 2 seasons of it.
Okay. I'm going to get on that. I was always seeing, they would film downtown when we first got to New York.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I'd see, it didn't say it, but some people in the office knew and they told me, but they had all the trailers out there and shit, you know, and all the production trucks, and you see dudes loading in and out. They were filming Jack Ryan.
That would be cool.
28th and Broadway.
I was out in Baltimore once where they were filming Veep.
Oh, yeah. That's VEP.
VEEP.
It's an HBO show, I believe.
Yeah. I wanted to run up and like, I was like, I was, I was with some cops there. I was like, can you get us back there so I can meet Elaine? They're like, nah, bro.
Sorry, I need some paperwork. This is off limits until I meet Elaine Boozer. Is that her last name?
It's close. Something like that. Boozman, Boozer, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. It was a great show. My favorite. A lot of people don't give Martin enough respect for his show.
Oh, it is
running in straight syndication, but he doesn't get the love that Seinfeld gets. When it's the same art form, which is sitcom, and if we're just talking, syndication, Martin's on all the time still.
Yeah, I feel like when he just went away, every part of him went away. It Martin? Was weird. Yeah. And it's like he didn't do anything wrong. It was just all of a sudden he just fucking, everybody's like, no, we're out on him.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous. Like, I mean,
Martin Lawrence was fucking a huge for a very long time.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm saying his show still is in syndication.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Good of a show.
I loved it.
Man, bro, man, from the fifth, all the characters on that show were unreal. And he did like more than half of them. Otis, the security guard. The OG player from the Himalayas. What was his name? I forgot his character name, but it was, I forgot. But I mean, there was just so many people. Shanae across the hall. Mm-hmm. Bro, man, from the fifth floor with just four fingers. Always coming over for just getting a quick sandwich. Man, just gonna make a sandwich, man. Hey, bro, man, and the guy only came in through the window seal off the balcony, which would just the ladders to the bottom of the base, to the ground floor. That shit was just so damn good, man.
That was, I mean, that show was my shit back in the day. I mean, when he and Eddie Murphy had the run together, watch out.
Yeah, I just watched that one the other day where they get old together in jail.
Yeah,
I forgot the name of it. But no, then, that show just was so. And then when I started watching Def Jam, I carried along right with Martin's career perfectly. Then when he started hosting Def Jam, I was like 14, 15, and I would try to stay up late to watch it. And I would record it on VHS. We had a video recorder in our room. You could put the double, the one you could hit record on the VCR or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, or you could record the video. But anyways, yeah. I used to record that shit, dude. Martin's crowd work, like when he would go up there and just start talking to people and just start clowning and having fun, no matter who it was, whether it's Lawrence Taylor or some chick in a Big Bird suit in the front row, nobody was safe, man. He would say so much funny shit. And the way that crowd responded, I was just like, what? This guy's unbelievable. But that Def Jam was my absolute shit.
Yeah, man. That was the heyday. Like, we had so much good comedy on TV then. Jesus Christ. Like, now it's just, I feel like it's nothing but specials now, Mm-hmm. But we had that showcase era shit. Like, you'd get somebody huge like him showcasing other people. Like, they would host it. Like, that was the era. Because you were constantly discovering new people on there. It's different now. You can go on Netflix and there's, I don't know, 400 comedy specials on there or whatever, but you got to sit and watch a whole special. Like, I want that appetizer platter. I want to be like, oh, I want to give me 10 minutes of this guy or this girl. Let me see if I like him first. And then I'll start following him. Like, you're not getting a lot of that.
You know what I would like to do? I would like to, after I get some dates this year, like next year, when I start to go to Lexington, is I'm going to spend a couple of grand on cameras and shit and just get it, not buy them, but like, get a crew out there, because that club, that's just a magic going on in there. And I want to film it.
Yeah.
The energy, everything is so wonderful. I want to film a special in that. And you know what? Not even a special. I just want to film, just film in that room, but make it look awesome.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Even if it's just for YouTube, I don't care. Like, whatever it's for.
Yeah. We should
I was like, man, this whole weekend was out of control. These crowds.
That's a dope place, man. For like old school comedy club, crowds are always fire. I don't care if there's 30, 35 on a Thursday, they're fire. I mean, that place is gold.
Yeah.
They do it right.
This is a great city. It's just another city that knows how to live right, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're just out living it up, having a good time.
That's right. All right, brother. This has been a good one. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Make sure everybody follows us on social media and on YouTube. We appreciate it.
We would love you forever.